country. Chris Jackson, the sensational point guard for the Fighting Tigers of LSU. Jackson has been a model of class and a perfect example of the American dream of hard work and effort paying off. That dream continues now for Chris Jackson all the way to the NBA.
One of the best scoring guards in the NBA. But tonight, the basketball star is benched indefinitely for not standing for the national anthem.
I feel that he should stand up. I mean, he's in America. He gets paid by an American company, so.
That's what this country is all about. You have the right to do as you want to.
I can understand his religious beliefs, but there are rules to the game, and he has to abide by the rules like everyone else.
In 1993, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf announced he was no longer Chris Jackson, changing his name in accordance with his faith. But some fellow Muslims, even the man who gave Abdul-Rauf his name, are disappointed with the player's actions.
I was disappointed with the news that he did not stand because that related or they connect Mahmoud to Islam.
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf has been a role model and mentor for young people, and tonight, they too are split on their support.
I mean, America's the reason why he's making the big bucks, and I mean, he should at least respect that.
I feel that if that's his nature, you know, if that's where he was from, I feel that he can sit down if he wants to sit down. If he doesn't do that where he's from, I think that's what he should do.
But this is Denver, Colorado. I mean, we need to stand up for our national anthem.
I used to practice all the time, and I'm working to the beat, and there's this invisible man, and wherever I dribble, he's there. And I shoot, he's right on the tip of the shot, and I'm trying to outdo this invisible man. He's as quick, as quick as I go, he goes. And everywhere I go, there he is. And that's the way I would play the whole day. If I'm one-on-one with this invisible person.
The child never crawled a day in his life. Once he was like 7 months old, I said, I'd be right back. He was in the bed, right? When I got back, he was walking, and I just, wow. It freaked me out. I was screaming, you know? I said, what? I said, Chris is walking. This kid was different. I guess I was Mr. Mom and Mr. Dad. My boys and me, We were something else.
Mostly my mother went to work from 5 a.m. And during that time is when I really found basketball. I grew up without a father. So, you know, I think I've always been a strong-willed person, very disciplined. If I put my mind to something, I stick to it. And, you know, basketball became a way for, it became that father figure that I never had. So that's why, I mean, I would always just, to take, you know, take my mind off of that, I would always spend my time just playing basketball. And from there on, the love grew, and I just kept playing. And I was that determined at that age, being 10 years old, that I want to be a professional basketball player, and nothing is going to discourage me. Growing up in the conditions that we grew up in, we had to grow up real fast. My mother, having to work and raise 3 children in that environment where you have drugs, you have prostitution, right up the next street, and she's gone, and we're there basically to ourselves. That was real hard. And during that time, I can remember the KKK marching. I've always had a, when I was early, when I was younger, I always prayed a lot for God to bless me. To be able to take care of my family. I would spend hours just thinking about I have to take care of my brothers. This is the only way out for us. This is the only way out that I had. You know, it was just not a game for me. It was a way out. You know, some kids nowadays, they play it and it's just a game. It's fun. But it wasn't always fun for me. I was tired because I would put so much energy and effort. I mean, I would leave the court almost breathless.
Was always out there with that ball. Never did do no homework. He would come in, he would sit down and eat. Put the ball right there by the table. So what is with this ball? This was me. This is my reaction. You about to drive me crazy with this ball sitting down here by the bed, and he gets through eating, he'll get up, he'll take the ball and he'll leave. He go get in the tub. He got the ball. Jesus. So I never thought nothing about the ball. See, just love a ball. That's it.
I may have worked out for 2 hours just constantly with this invisible person. I may say, okay, I have 10 shots. I just want to make 10 shots. But in my mind, it has to be all net. And they're just not like free throw shooting. You just shoot and you're just standing still. These were in full motion, and I'm already tired because I've probably worked out 2 hours, and he can't breathe. So I'm out there, I'm breathing hard, I'm working, and I'm shooting. One. And if I'm dribbling, for some reason, if I'm dribbling, even if it went net, if I recall that it come off my hands right, I gotta go back.
When I first noticed my son had, what you call it? Tourette's. He would actually just irritate me, right? Open, closing the refrigerator door. Open. I just shut the door and let it be. And then he'd tie his shoes and he'd take them and unlace them and tie them again. I said, you're driving me nuts. I didn't know he had that problem. And once I realized it, made me cry. I cried a many days. So I'm hollering at my son for something he couldn't control.
Tourette syndrome is a neurological disorder. It's obsessive compulsive. Constantly want to do things over and over. And it causes a lot of tics. When I was in high school or junior high, looking in front of a mirror, and I was fixing my hair or something, and I was moving. I was popping my neck. Pow! I mean, I was really popping my neck. And I was making sounds, and I was doing it like, popping it like this way, real hard. Pow! And I was moving my hips and jerking my body. I'm looking at myself. I'm like, why can't I stop? I kept looking at myself. And I started sweating. And I started crying, and I'm looking at myself, and I'm praying, and I'm looking at myself. I'm like, why can't I stop? I'm looking, please, please, God, help me stop. It was a serious relief for me, my 11th grade year, to find out that what I had, other people had, that I wasn't the only one. I said, wow, okay, Tourette's. Then the next thing was, okay, how do I get rid of it? You can't. There's no cure yet. It's hereditary. Okay. No problem. Well, at least I know I'm not the only one. But it's a blessing because it keeps you always humble. You can't entertain the thought that you're the man and that you're perfect.
I went to see him play at Gulfport High. And I'm sitting on the wrong side. I'm cheering for the wrong team, okay? Know the difference. But listen, why are you cheering for this side? That's the side you need to be cheering for, the Admirals. And when he jumped up, to me, it was like 12 foot. He was surrounded by every last one of them, every last one of them. I'm sitting there, I'm praying to God. I had my fingers crossed and everything. This kid kept bouncing that ball and went through their legs. And I said, Lord, holy Jesus. I couldn't believe it. He went through all of those guys' legs and still bounced that ball and still made that hoop.
So I was recruited early. They were watching me. I made up my mind early that I wanted to go to LSU. The third game, I come out and I'm playing against Louisiana Tech. I knew I was scoring, but I didn't have an idea. At the end of the game, I get back to the locker room. It's Vernell Senior.